This goes to PACE, with all capitals, PACE, fax 989-953-5801. And Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Marilyn Palmer, Palmer, date of birth June 12, 1937. Dear Dr. Postman and PACE, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Palmer with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension history, currently on the low side of blood pressure is on the low side, severe COPD, and chronic edema. Her last visit was March 13th of this year. Her weight is actually down 22 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's happy about the weight loss and is continuing to try to lose more weight. She has had several falls within the last month. She walks in the home with her walker, and then she does not believe she's passing out because she does remember the fall, although it just seems to happen for no reason. And today she complains of having difficulty seeing, somewhat blurred vision, intermittently. She has seen a neurologist in Midland for the dizziness and falls, but there were no current diagnoses for the falls and the dizziness. She does have a blood pressure machine at home and will be able to check blood pressure also for us since she's running on the low side when we see her today. She currently does have a mild headache. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion. None at rest, no orthopnea or PND. She does have minimal edema, but that is well controlled with the Lasix and the Aldactone currently. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the Aldactone 50 milligram once a day, and the Lasix is 40 milligram daily, and 60 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's also on Synthroid, Lexapro, Amitriptyline, Lexapro, Omeprazole. Potassium is 20 mil equivalents once daily. Topamax, 200 milligram twice a day. Ventolin inhaler, Voltaren topical gel, vitamin D3. Physical exam, her weight is 262 pounds, pulse is 85, currently regular, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 60. Neck is supple, minimal jugular venous distension, lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies. Were done August 17th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.06. Estimated GFR is 51. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.7. Calcium 8.8. Albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.7 with a normal white count and normal platelets. And magnesium is 2.0. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, number one, is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease without progression. Two, hypertension, but currently on the low side. We've asked her to check blood pressures at home for at least a week and to call us next week and give us the readings. If they remain, if they are less than 100 systolic consistently, she may need an adjustment in the diuretics. Possibly the Lasix could be 40 milligram once a day, every day, or aldactone could be decreased to 25 milligram once a day if the blood pressure is consistently low. That may also be contributing to her falls. She may be orthostatic at times. But we will she will call back within a week with those blood pressure readings. And three is COPD, currently stable. Four, edema, and that's controlled with her diuretics. Labs will be checked every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.